Good evening, I hope you can all hear me. This is The Fox, and I'm here for another revision report. So, quite a bit happened since 2 weeks ago when I first did this show. So there was a lot of things that we did, and I'm just going to update you on probably most of them. First of all, I got a fancy MIDI controller for the mixing software, thanks to Byproduct. I'm testing it a bit, and so far I hope I'll get the hang of it, so we'll see. We'll see about that later, if I mess something up. So, generally, what happened, like in public news, last week at DataStorm, our friends from Insane released an Amiga 500 invitation, which I think it's pretty cool. It has a great tune, which I failed to prepare for tonight, but maybe we can listen to that in the next show. Yeah, other than that, we had our compo rules published. Basically, not much changes, not many changes since to last year, but there are some things that we actually did change, and one of them is that we have no problems anymore with people registered with GEMA or their associate organizations, because we have now the full allowance basically to play any music. And that means we opened up music competitions and demo soundtracks to all artists again, which is something I was not just me, but we were all hoping that we can manage to do at some point. And this year it came true. So if you have been blocked, so to say, by our GEMA limitations in the last 4 or 5 years, you are now free to compete in all our competitions. So yeah, I hope that makes some people happy. It certainly makes me happy, and it facilitates organizing quite a bit, because we had to, even though we have a disclaimer on the competition entry upload form, we had to ensure that people are being truthful, and we ask for a composer name and address and everything, and then we checked that that information against the some online databases where we can see if that's a professional musician or not, and then we had to flag the entry as valid or invalid and talk to the composers. And so yeah, there was quite a bit of work, because we have, I think, in terms of all productions that include music, it was more than 150 or something that we had to check, and each check just takes time, and sometimes people were not really truthful in the entry forms, but we knew that might be an artist who was registered with GEMA, so there had to be quite a bit of organizing overhead there. So yeah, that's hopefully good news for everybody. The other news regarding the compo rules are, we upgraded the compo machine to use Windows 10 now. That, Windows 10 is out for more than a year now, over a year and a half, I think. And then the compo team decided it's time to move on. So we're using the latest version of Windows there. Yeah, and something that has been discussed on Poet quite a bit after revision was the general usefulness of anonymized competitions. I mean, we had anonymous single artist competition. That's what we called it at the Ultimate Meeting. We had that, I think, since 2004, and Revision adapted that. Mostly we did it back then because there was a quite a big amount of name voting, especially in music compos. And to get rid of that, we just got rid of all the author informations on the Beam slides. And so yeah, we decided, after reading very good arguments on Poet and discussing it internally, we decided to try out to get rid of the anonymous compos this year. Basically, we concluded that since for the graphics comp we have the thumbnail previews and the voting pages, and for the music compo since last year we also have audio previews. So if people actually missed the compo, which can happen. I mean, I mostly miss graphics and music compos because I don't know, it's not that I don't care, but it just happens. Sometimes you're outside eating something, talking to somebody, so some competitions are easier to miss. So, but now if you have, since you have the possibility to just listen in or like look at all the graphics, and then you can still have a good opinion about the quality of the entry, even though you missed the actual compo on the big screen, and then you can vote accordingly later in PartyMaster. So yeah, and we will try it this year, and just we will compare it a bit. I imagine that we could actually get more votes, because people might also recognize an entry not just by the entry name but by the author. And also, since we have stable live voting for a couple of years now, and with the arrival of the revision Android and iOS applications on the phones, it's actually live voting is even easier. So I guess it will be a good thing to get rid of that, of the anonymous parts. Yeah. What else do we have? Yeah, we allow now Pitsky in the NC ASCII competition, which should probably be named NC ASCII Pitsky Compo now. And yeah, and some small technical changes. So yeah, that's basically the changes of the competitions. Other than that, we got rid of the 2D competition, even though we had some nice entries last year. We actually had to get a bit of extra time in our schedule to allow for just a bit more flexibility in terms of compo preparation and everything. So we that compo is no longer there, but still, if you want to make a 2D demo, you can obviously compete in the demo compos. Sure. Ah, yeah. Talking about anonymous competitions, what there was an idea floating around that we could actually do some kind of A/B testing, like have some people who are on the voting page get the entry names, the author names displayed, the other ones don't, and then we can maybe get some statistical analysis after that. I'm not really sure about that yet, but it would be kind of an interesting experiment just to see if there's actually a difference in voting bias if we do that. So every week on Tuesday or Thursday we have a revision main organizer meeting where the main organizers and some of the team leads are participating in discussing the weekly progress we made in all the organizing efforts, discussing issues, getting feedback we have from people and from the teams, and we just update each other on how things are going. And I'm going to talk about this week's organizer meeting, which took place 2 days ago. But first we are going to listen to some music, and I want to play you Rubicon by Jeroen Tell. And I'm back. So Kabuto asked a question about, he stated that there was a live voting annoyance, which is true. Basically what happened that we had, the compo team was a bit overly eager to enable the normal voting for the compo that just played on the big screen. And as Partymeister is currently, as it works currently, is that once the voting for the compo is enabled, the live voting automatically gets disabled. We just talked about that 2 days ago in the Orga meeting, and we decided that we will keep the live voting online for like 5 to 10 minutes, even if the normal voting is enabled. And yeah, that will also mean that, or what we also do is like having a link from the live voting page, from the app or from the website or from the mobile website, to direct you to the actual voting page where you can see the previews and everything. Yeah, what we also discussed while I'm talking about Partymeister, we have these nice access keys in your goodie bag when you get into the hall. And what I think about was we can actually put a QR code on this access key leaflet or booklet, was probably have there. Since, I mean, if you use the app, and or generally typing the vote key is kind of annoying, and I know some people don't vote because they're just too lazy to enter the vote key and get registered on the party website. So one idea is that we for the users of the app, we can add the QR code, and you can just scan it, and then just facilitate the registration process a bit. Yeah. Okay, the organizer meeting we had on Thursday. Messi was there. Messi is our info team lead, and he's now trying to get the team back together, which, I mean, the info team is the biggest team we have at Revision. I think it's about 20 to 25 people, depending on the year. And right now he is looking to re-recruit the people from the last year. And usually in the info team we have about 10 to 20% changes. And so if you are interested in organizing and helping out the info team, maybe you can watch for an announcement that might come in a couple of weeks, that we are still searching for some organizers for that team. Yeah, and generally, if you're interested in helping to organize, you can always drop an email to the hotline and just apply, so to say, and just tell us about what you can do, what you want to do, and we can see if we can fit you in the team. I mean, we are 65 people, 65 to 70, also depending on the year. So new talents always welcome. And if you want to learn about something we do, or just, you know, or you think you have something to bring to the table and something to improve Revision, or just want to help us out, just write us an email and we'll see what we can do. So yeah, what did we discuss? We discussed sponsors. We always discuss sponsors. It's a big topic because, well, no Revision without sponsors. And we are also still looking for some people to support us, some companies. Sadly, there are some names that companies who supported us the last couple of years who dropped out this year for various reasons. So while it's not a big deal, so generally, if you work for a company and you think it makes sense for the company to promote what they do at Revision, or if you're looking for talent, or if you just if you want to support us, so please do. And if you have info about some interesting company where you think they might be able to help us out and might be a good fit, just also write us, or write me directly on Facebook or on IRC, or write to Styx, so we can get in contact and see if there is an option for a partnership. Yeah, what we also decided about sponsoring, that might be an incentive. What we have every year, we have the supporter tickets, which start at 250 euros and go up to 1,000, or theoretically as much as you want to spend. And those supporters get a special t-shirt, a supporter t-shirt. And for the last years, we kind of disregarded the fact that if you're a sponsor, you might want a t-shirt as well. And so far, I think sponsors had to buy their own t-shirts. So what we're going to change is every sponsor and every VIP or person who comes with our sponsor on the sponsor list will also receive a supporter shirt. So that might be an incentive. Yeah. So yeah, we were discussing quite some leads about sponsors, and Stux is writing emails every day and getting rejections or like interesting discussions every day as well. And yeah, we'll usually work on the sponsor thing until quite shortly before the party. Sometimes even at the party, we get somebody who wants to support us. It's just basically everyday work. Yeah. Okay, before I continue, I got some questions from various people. Bomba just asked if we are able to write you a text valid. I don't know what the word is in English. It's Spendenquittung in German, which basically means if you donate, you get a piece of paper, which you can give to your tax persons, to the tax government agency, and they can exempt you for that, and then you don't have to pay taxes for that donation. And Bombay, yes, we actually do that. Yeah, tax deductible donation. That sounds great. Yeah, and we can do that because we are a non-profit association. So that is usually what we do with quite some people. Or if we get a donation from a company who doesn't want to be directly involved in revision, or they don't want any recognition, or don't want to do any promotion, that's what we can do. So, and I got another question from Felice over at the SceneSet channel. He asked if there were any discussions about a 5-day revision. Well, we didn't really have time to discuss it last year, so it's definitely not going to happen this time, but it's still something I think could be interesting, but it comes with a lot of risk. Financially, people might not want to come for that amount of time, but regarding remembering what the survey told us, we had like 250 people answering our survey last year, and of those, around 75% were not against it or even for it, but still 25% of people who said, nah, I don't want to come for another year. And yeah, so we will probably discuss it this year during build-up and after the party with the organizers, because it's obviously also means that organizers will have to do quite a bit more work. They will need another day off because we have to start build-up a day earlier. So it's not an easy decision, because it involves basically all of the aspects of revision. Also, the rental prices might go up. We have to pay for the evac another day. So yeah, and I don't really want to, or nobody really wants to increase the entrance fee, even though it shouldn't be a big issue to go up €5 for most people who are visiting. But still, it's something we're not sure about, and we will continue to explore that and just see if at some point we will do another day more party. So what else happened? Madame ordered the carpet. You probably don't know why we need a carpet at revision, but we need to cover the stage and the seating area left and right of the stage, left and right of the center aisle. It's what we call the Kuschelstufen, and we have to cover that with carpet so it doesn't look shitty, and it's actually a bit more convenient to sit on, or the stage, and I think it also muffles the sound vibration from the bass speakers a bit. At least that's what I think it does. So yeah, we ordered the carpet. Every year we get a new carpet. We cut it in pieces and tape it on the stage and on the Kuschelstufen. It's actually something that takes quite a bit of time. I think it's several hours worth of work for 2 to 4 people, if I remember correctly. Yeah, carpet, very important. What we also did, we commissioned the security. We got an offer and we just stick signed the contract with the security people. I'm not sure how many of you know or care about the security, but we have to have security because we have up to about 1,000 people in the hall, and it's required by law that we have some security. I think we even have more than we actually need to, but it just over the last year proved to be very efficient to have two people in the hall most of the time, which is covered by the lovely Doc D and his wife usually, so because they're also professional security personnel, so they usually cover the inside of the hall together with one of the hired security guys. And then we have one to two people outside in our outside area, and we have two people on the parking lot during the nights because we had some vandalism a couple of years ago. So we have quite a bit of security, and it makes us feel safer, and I hope it doesn't annoy you too much. Talking about security outside, what you probably also don't know is we have a weird kind of agreement with the fire brigade, because usually if you rent the evac, it's required by the fire brigade that there is always a complete the fire brigade has to be able to drive around the evac completely with their fire trucks in case of an emergency. So, but yeah, we close off the outside area on two sides, one to the back of the evac, one to the front. What we actually have there is we have just one of those fences, but it has a wheel, and it's chained shut usually. And yeah, because the fire brigade said, and you cannot do this in any case. And we discussed a bit with them, like 2010, it was quite a while ago. We said like, yeah, okay, we're gonna put wheels on two fences, so if in case an emergency happens, we open those fence parts and a fire brigade can drive through. But what was also a requirement is that actually somebody is at the fences all the time. So what we do is we have some security guys sitting there on the fence, just doing nothing, waiting for an emergency during the night, and during the day this is done by members of our info team who take, I think, 2-hour shifts on top of their normal info team shifts. So yeah, if you see people in a Revision Auger shirt sitting next to the fence going the direction of the street, buy them a beer, say hello, talk to them, because I heard it can get quite boring there. So but yeah, it's something we have to do because it's necessary so we can be allowed to rent the evac and the premises. So yeah, maybe it's an interesting fun fact for you. So now I'm gonna play a song by Keto called Groove Slut in the Unfinished Desperate Whore Mix.
Go! think not you. The things I do, I make them laugh, make them cry, make them come till they cry. Oh my, I make it last all night. From the club to the club, from the bad boy, right? Shop around, baby, come to the room.
A request from Jungjacke on Scenesat. He said that I should promote the Poo Rain bus. It's traveling from the Netherlands and goes directly to Eurovision and probably back. So yeah, if you're in need of transport and you are in the Netherlands, yeah, it might be a good idea for you to contact Poo Brain and get a crazy ride to Revision and back. So what else happened? I think 3 weeks ago I called the evac. I usually do this once or twice a year to just ask about any changes in the hall, because sometimes they do renovation. Like last year they did the front of the hall, 2 years ago they did the south side. Yeah, the south side of the hall, which is usually not accessible to visitors, but still there was a renovation going on. And yeah, and I called a couple of weeks ago and I asked, yes, are there any big changes we need to be aware of? And yeah, they told me, no, everything is just as you left it last year. So, funny story. Yesterday, Ekrid tells me, oh, well, actually, I called the evac just to discuss some things. And they told me, yeah, we ripped out all the ceiling lights. You know, those colored cans we had to light sponsor banners and everything. And yeah, they ripped it all out. And that actually is very important to know, because we now have to put some lights of our own in the ceiling. I mean, they replaced it with some LED lights, but they're not, they're just fixed. So we cannot adjust them to like illuminate certain areas of the hall, which we always used for the sponsor banners, which are left and right of the evac. And yeah, now we have to think about how we going to use light to like illuminate our banners. And yeah, we have to discuss this with our rental company, because we have to rent some more what's the word, Scheinwerfer in English, I don't know. Well, light? I don't know. Anyway, yeah, we have to do that. And then Stux has to answer the question of how many sponsor banners will we have, because we have to have at least the amount of extra lights as we have banners there. And yeah, Knuki, you're right. Spotlight. Spotlight is the correct word. Thank you. My English is sometimes escaping me. So yeah, that was an interesting change, which we basically just found out by accident. So it would be quite annoying to find that out when we go into the evac on April 11th and just see, wow, okay, we have a problem, and then we have to do last minute organizing and renting. So it's good to know what awaits us. Yeah, what we also did, or what we're going to do on Monday, we're gonna send out the event permit. Every year we have to submit basically a huge document full of information about Revision, what we're going to do, how we're going to set up tables, how many security we have, and how many people are going to be there, and how long the event goes and everything. And yeah, it's a process that we have to go through, because if we don't get the permit, we're not allowed to do Revision in the evac at Easter. And maybe a funny story that most of you don't know is, like, in 2010, when we were exploring all the options and decided, yeah, we're going to do revision. And yeah, I was confronted with the problem that the guys from the EVAC told me, yeah, you have to get this permit. And I was like, okay. So far, I don't remember having to do that kind of thing for the ultimate meeting, or I didn't know of any parties that have to do that. And yeah, and I was asking for some example. How does this documentation look like? Or how is it supposed to look? And yeah, a friend of mine from the city, he sent me over a PDF, which was basically a pencil drawing of the EVAC with some circles and some not very well readable notes on them. And I said, yeah, we always do something like this for a huge event. And I looked at it and said, like, that doesn't look like much. And then because we also got the info that the guy who reads our documents and actually grants us the permission to do that in the EVAC and what we're going to do. And he's a bit strict, to say the least. I have some interesting stories about that, maybe in another show. But yeah, and then we decided we want to make a good impression in the first year. And we looked around the web and looked for examples of an actual event permit document. And yeah, we found something, and then we overdid it maybe a bit, because our event documentation is 14 pages in just text. I have it right here. I can see what is on there. We have, well, basically, what is revision? We have info, how many people we're going to have. We have a semi-detailed timetable for each day. We are telling people, when are we going to enter the hall and start build up? When are we going to tear everything down? When will we exit the hall? We explain what the info desk is and that the info desk takes care of, well, only allowing people inside the EVAC who bought the ticket. And we have infos about security, about fire brigade, where the organizing area is, where the event and seminar area is, what's going on in the backstage. So yeah, it's a huge document. And what we have in addition to those 13 pages. Sorry about that. So what we have in addition to that is 10 drawings with the EVAC and highlighting every area of revision. We also added information about where we get the power and how our power lines are being laid out and how the water is flowing from the hydrant to the showers and back, where we put in waste and everything. So yeah, it's a huge document. If you're interested in seeing it, I'll be happy to share it with you. And we did this work like in 2010 or the beginning of 2011. We were kind of scared that we hoped it's enough. And yeah, after we submitted the first document to the guy, I went there and talked to him. I had a private meeting with him, and he was like a bit skeptical, because he didn't know what revision is and what a demo party is. But I heard a couple of weeks later that it's the best and the most detailed document he has ever seen regarding an event. And every year we get praises from the guys who rent us the EVAC that our documentation is great, and they use it as an example if a new company goes to the EVAC and wants to rent it and want to have a permit to do what they want to do. And yeah, that makes us kind of proud that we exceeded expectations in terms of documentation. And basically all we did was, like, we looked at a lot of documents, and we took a couple of weeks to draft it. And since then we just do minor changes every year, so it doesn't take us that much time every year. It's sometimes if we change the outside area or the inside layout of the hall, we have to update a bit more, but it's not that bad. So yeah, we prepared that, and I'm gonna sign it tomorrow, and it goes into the mail on Monday. And yeah, we have to submit it at least six weeks before the party. So hopefully in a couple of weeks we get the permit, and then everything should be all right with revision. Yeah. What we also prepared is we need to inform the fire brigade and the police that the event is going to happen. I mean, the police, we don't need to inform them because the people from the evac do that when they get when we have the contract signed. But what we have to do is we have to inform the fire brigade, because in the first year, 2010, the fire brigade was very worried about what we're planning to do with people sleeping in the hall and having an event for 72 hours straight. They didn't know something like this exists. And yeah, every year we submit a detailed security plan and escape plan in terms of an emergency, where our escape exits are and everything, emergency exits are. Yeah, and we prepared that document as well, which is basically an excerpt from the event permit we're doing. And yeah, what we also do is every year we invite the fire brigade for two reasons. One reason is that we have a bit of fog going on the Saturday and Sunday live acts. And since for that to happen, we have to disable all the fire things in the ceiling. What's it called again? Knucki, can you help me out? I need the word for Feuermelder. Yeah. Anyway, smoke detector probably. Yeah. Yeah. Smoke alarms. Kabuto. That's right. Smoke alarms. Thank you. So yeah, we have to switch off the smoke detectors. And so our smoke on the stage, our fog doesn't alarm the fire brigade. So yeah. And well, that's the first reason, because we want a bit of fun on the main stage by adding some smoke to the DJ sets and to the bands or whatever we were going to have there this year. And the second reason is sometimes it's just easier to invite people in terms of we're giving them the fire brigade a job, so they don't accidentally drop by and check if everything we do is in order. So because that can theoretically get us in trouble if we don't know when they're going to come. So every day on Saturday and Sunday, every day half an hour before they arrive, we do a sweep of the hall. We check if there are any fire hazards, if the emergency exits are blocked, and we see that the outside fences are probably manned with security and our own organizers. So if the fire brigade comes, they don't have anything to worry about, and just see that we're running a smooth event and obeying all the rules. So yeah, those are the two reasons why we need the fire brigade. What we're going to do in a short while as well is I have to go to Saarbrücken to the Bürgeramt, which is basically like an office where requests of the citizens are being processed, and I have to get an allowance or like a permit to sell alcoholic beverages, which should be quite interesting and important to our visitors and ourselves, because yeah, since we sell the drinks ourselves, to get a bit more room in our budget and actually allow us to allow the organizers to basically drink for free during the event as a thank you for all the hard work they are doing or we are doing. So yeah, I have to get this permit like four weeks before the party starts, and I'm going to do this probably in about 2 weeks when I'm back in the city. So yeah, I hope that was kind of interesting information. And now I'm going to play, what am I going to play? I'm going to play a song by JCO called Pumpe Düse. And here we are again. So, what else happened? What did I talk about? Let's see. Yeah, I have a question from Creonix on the CNZ Requester. He asks, have you thought about making the next editions of Revision in another time than the holiday weekend, so people outside Germany would have much easier and cheaper way to arrive? I'm sorry, buddy, Revision is, as all the German Easter parties were traditionally held on the Easter weekend, so I really don't see that happening. Not now, not in the future, I'm sorry. So, what else? Yeah, we actually have to get started on our merchandise, or like not just merchandise, but also all the media stuff we're doing. We're doing a lot of that. I'm going to talk about that in another show, because we have like, I think like 50 or 40 to 50 items that we have to print or have made, or posters, stickers, boat keys, wristbands, etc. Yeah, some deadlines are coming up. Mostly the wristbands, which are woven, and we have to, I mean, we're already ordering them from a German company, but they produce it in China. And what we also didn't know and didn't think it's relevant is that right about now there's, I think, Chinese New Year, or it has been, or at least it's around this time. And if we want to have the wristbands in time for Easter, we actually have to order them very soon. Very soon meaning like Monday or Tuesday. So yeah, that's a deadline that suddenly came up, even though we should actually know this by now. But yeah, sometimes just deadlines just keep creeping up on you. And the same goes for the water bottles we have since a couple of years in the goodie bag for the 5K run. Even though it shouldn't be a big problem to just order some bottles, slap some labels on them, but it usually also takes around 4 to 6 weeks. So we have to finish the design and get it approved in the next week or so. So we are on time with that. Yeah, I had a Skype meeting with Akrit last night. Akrit is our technical lead, so to speak. He's in charge of renting all the equipment from our main rental company, which is Citizen Phi. They are supporting us every year with manpower expertise and a nice discount as well. So he's in talks with Citizen Phi for a couple of weeks already, because going through all the rental equipment list is a huge task. And I don't understand half of the stuff that's on there, but I hear we need all of it. And it's, I think it's like around 16 or 20 pages of just things we rent from them. So yeah, there's an interesting change this year, not from Citizen Phi directly, but we're actually having an apprentice. So a young boy who is coming to Revision, and he does the final exam with the Revision build-up and teardown. So he's going to be graded on how well Revision performs, so to speak, in terms of technical equipment and everything. So yeah, we have somebody to help us, and that's actually great to have more hands doing the technical, helping with the technical build-up, because that's, I mean, even though we are a lot of organizers, not everybody can actually handle all the more complicated equipment and knows what to connect where and where to pull the cables and how many we need of what. As for an example, I don't know shit about that, but not shit, but not that much. So it's great to have, it's great to know that there will be at least one person more who's helping our people with that. And he might even bring two more helpers, just also apprentices from Citizen Phi. And so it could be really cool to have them do the build-up with no additional cost for us, because they're getting his exam basically done while we are doing revision. So yeah, also interesting, which we yesterday came up in the Skype talk, is since 2016 we have a new screen I mean, it didn't change in terms of dimensions, but we replaced the actual screen because the old one is still from the Breakpoint times, and it was, I think, 12, 13 years old. It was getting kind of brittle and had some tiny holes and was dirty and everything from all the years of usage. So last year, we bought a new screen, or we had one made because it's a specially made screen for the dimensions we have there. And this screen is at Citizen Phi somewhere in their warehouses. And yesterday we remembered like, oh, we have to tell them to bring the screen. Oh, wouldn't it be embarrassing to not have a screen when we build up? But I guess that won't happen. But those are the little things that just pop into your head when you're discussing things. We're just discussing general technical things, what we're planning to do. Basically, I think not much will change in terms of how revision will look like. We will have the same amount of screens. We have two screens, the info desk, we have the big screen in front, and some TVs here and there to just give people the opportunity to just watch compo or the stream wherever they are. What also started is we started production on the jingles, which means that the main party jingles and also the compo jingles, and Gloom is working on those. And after that's done, or at least after we have a general sound layout with sync points and everything, which we hope to have like in the middle of March, T101 and Super Duper will start to produce our videos for the jingles. If you remember, every year at Revision, or at least since a couple of years ago, we have actually three jingles for each before every compo. We have the basic announcement, which is used to get people from the outside, from the toilets, from wherever they are, to the main stage, so they can watch the compo. That jingle usually lasts around 30 to 45 seconds, I think. Then we have more of like a background sound, background music, while Mocky and probably me again this year will be on the stage talking about the compo, what's going to happen. And then we have the actual finishing jingle where every year we hope that it's going to be driving and it's going to be nice and people want to dance in front of the stage when that jingle comes. And that's what we have, three different jingles for each, not for each compo, but the videos might differ because in the videos that are on screen we announce the compo, so there's different text, maybe there's a voiceover, I don't know yet. But that's production started, and we hope to have it all done by the time we start build up. Usually the last 3 years, I think, we did most of that. I mean, apart from the jingle that was done earlier, but we did most of the renderings and the introduction videos for the combos. We did it on site, and last year we were very short on time. So the guys doing the video editing and putting together the evil bots singing and rapping, they were working until well into the party to actually finish all the videos. So there's some topics more, but I'm gonna play another track now, and let's see if that's correct. Where is it? It is. It's not in my list. Oh, it is. It's Elimination by Lizard King.
Thank you.
I still have some things to talk about. Not that much. I actually thought it would be much more. But yeah, just saying, if you have any questions regarding this year's revision or general organizing, just ask me on the Scenesat IRC channel or on the revision IRC channel. And I'm looking at Facebook as well, but so far nobody posted any questions, but I will keep looking for those. Yeah, there was also some discussion in the Orga meeting two days ago. We went through the survey, and we can read through the survey lots of times, and we always find something new that we overlooked. And there were some people telling us that it would be great to have another late morning hotel bus shuttle. Right now we have one shuttle every day. Every day on, I think it's on 11 on Saturday and Sunday, and at 10 on Monday, so people can be inside the Ewerk for the first compos and for the prize giving. And yeah, people are requesting a bit later shuttle. So not everybody can be there for the first compos. Not everybody's interested in the first compos. And yeah, sometimes if you drink a lot and go to bed quite late, it might be interesting or might be useful to you to have not just the 11 o'clock shuttle, which can be a bit less, in terms of sleep. Maybe you don't get enough sleep then. And yeah, so we discussed maybe a shuttle around 12:30, so people can be at the evac at around 1. So yeah, that shouldn't be too much of an additional cost, and I think we're going to do that. So yeah, that was discussed. We also discussed what's always requested every year, but it's actually not that easy to do, is people want outside speakers so they don't miss the announcements and they can still listen to the music compose. But yeah, I mean, there's one thing about we can do that, yeah, sure, but if we want to have an outside speaker, we have to check that it's waterproof. We have to have additional mixers and cables. We have somebody who has to monitor the outside volume. And I mean, having audio outside, it's quite a big area, so we're not exactly sure how much it would actually be of use. And also, I mean, personally for me, obviously the outside area is nice and great, and many people spend a lot of time there, maybe even more time outside than in the hall. But I mean, for me personally, a big part of enjoying revision is to enjoy the compos in front of the big screen with as many people as we can. So yeah, that's one of my personal reasons for not putting a speaker or a screen outside is, yeah, I fear that many people will just stay outside and don't come inside the hall. And then if you're not inside the hall, quite a bit of the atmosphere might get lost. At least that's what I'm thinking usually. So yeah, we will see if we can get an outside speaker to have at least the announcements from the Beam team there, so you know when the compos are starting. And so you can go back inside to watch the compos. What we also did on the same topic, if you're using the Revision app for Android or iOS, we actually have push notifications that will inform you that a compo is starting with a couple of 2 or 3 minutes notice, basically. And we tied it in to the screens presentation. I mean, screens is the name of the program that shows all the slides on our main stage and the other stages. And if a slide is being shown, we can actually trigger an event, and that event itself or triggers push notification sent to all the enabled devices. So yeah, that was an idea to inform people to be able to see the compos in time. And we also have like push notifications if the buses are leaving or if the food stalls are closing, and all the interesting, hopefully interesting events. You should be able to get informed with the app, so consider downloading it for this year's revision. I'm not really sure if it's just going to be an app update or if I have to put out a new app, but I will keep you posted about that. Another interesting idea that's in my head for quite a while, I mean maybe even 2 years. For a couple of years we have several ticket types that allow people who are not at Revision to still support the party. We have a ticket that's called I Love Revision But I Can't Be There ticket, and it's basically the same price as the normal entrance fee. And what we do is, for those who can't be there, we will save them a goodie bag, put in a t-shirt, and send it to them by mail, so they have, at least they have the Revision swag, even though they cannot be at the party. And they obviously, usually those people watch the stream. Yeah, and one thing we might try out, I'm not sure if we can actually do this or if it's a good idea, but maybe you have some opinions about that. I would like to have those people, because they support Revision by basically paying the entrance fee, I would like for those people to be able to vote. Maybe we can do it as a test run and see how many people actually do this, and if it influences the voting in some effect. But generally, it would be nice for them to have a bit more benefit, because yeah, I think people who buy this ticket are usually just not able to come for financial reasons, or because travel is expensive, or they have family and they cannot come, or they have some other personal matter which doesn't allow them to go to the party. But yeah, I think it might be a nice touch to have them to open up some more possibilities for them. So yeah, I hope we can do this like from a technical aspect. Shouldn't be a big problem. It's just a matter of getting a bit of time and merging data, and yeah, and do that. Yeah. So yeah, I guess that's. I would enjoy that. I think I would even support more parties if I would get the opportunity to participate a bit more than just by going there or like buying a ticket. So right now I think I'm out of topic, so I'm playing another tune, and then we'll see if there are any questions or if I can think about anything else. What I will play now is a song by Gaga. It's called The Break Goes On. We'll be right back. So yeah, sir, that is that's exactly what we are planning to do. Like, not having the outside area being disturbed by having too much of a noise outside. Even it also might become a problem in the late evenings and nights. So we have to. But it's really something we are thinking about for quite some time. But maybe we can do it this year. So, what happened? We discussed crowd reaction cams yesterday. And I think I talked about this last time, so just a simple refresher. At Under Construction, oops, I'm sorry, attention whore. It's just in my head that it's still the date of the Ultimate Meeting. But yeah, Pro, the coder of this year's invitation, Evolve, came to me and said, like, yeah, it would be great to have like a constant recording, or like not a constant recording, but a recording of the compos with a camera just pointed at the overall audience to see their reactions and have that on YouTube. And yeah, so we discussed this yesterday, and we're probably going to try to just mount a couple of GoPros on the rig of the screen, and hopefully we can integrate that into the general stream, so the our stream operators can switch to the crowd reaction when the combo is over, when a particularly great entry was shown. So yeah, we discussed that, and I think we're going to go ahead with that, because I think it's a cool idea, and it might get people two kinds of people interested in that, because people from the outside who cannot be at the party, they might want to see how the crowd is behaving and how much fun it is to actually sit in front of the screen and watch the compos, and also the demo makers, they will probably appreciate it if they have, like, from their own demo, they have the crowd reaction there. Yeah, so some questions coming in. Chucky, by the way, airport shuttles, apparently there was no option of telling you only wanted in one direction. It's a bit fidgety the form, you can just leave empty the return option. That should actually work. If it doesn't work, I'll check it later. Sorry about that if it doesn't work, but you should be able to just leave all these other fields empty. You entered 0 persons. That works as well. So, Young Yaketi, does Revision have an opinion on the research that has been done on gravitational waves? We certainly do have an opinion about that, but it's confidential, so we cannot share that info right now with the public. Lizu, apologies. Did you answer the question about night loud music? Oh yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't see that question. But that's actually a good topic. We had some. I mean, it's a party, so it's gonna be loud. But we try to limit our noise until usually at around 3 in the night. And sometimes at the second stage there's a bit more action if there are still people dancing and everything. But we are aware that people want to sleep as well. So, yeah, I think a couple of years ago we had a problem with visitors having very loud speakers and having them on until like 3, 4, 5, 6 in the morning. That's not cool. And I think last year we already tried to limit that to tell people that they need to switch off at around 3. So only the Revision made sound like on the second stage is allowed to continue, because yeah, we know you need some sleep. Yeah. So, is there another question? Yeah, exactly, Lizo. That's what I was trying to talk about. Yeah, we will try to limit the noise from people's own PAs, which people always bring, and yeah, we'll see that doesn't happen, or at least that we will keep an eye on that and tell people to tune it down a bit after 2 or 3. Yeah, and yeah, the photo booth will be back again surely, because that's a lot of fun. We have a lot of pictures there, and even though we have to censor some every year, but I think it's a great way to make memories at the party. And that will be back. Yeah, that's not a problem, because I love that feature. And yeah, even though some of the photos I take them myself are like, why did I do that? And I look so, well, like me. that's not always great, but still it makes for very good memories. So one more song, and then we can wrap up the show. And what's going to happen now is Pat and Skank by Hoffman. Enjoy. Does it work?
gonna do right here is go back, 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 back.
So 1.5 hours are almost over, so it's time to wrap up the show. I hope to be able to do this maybe in 2 weeks again, maybe next week. It depends on how much news we have about revision. So I will inform you about the next show as soon as I know it myself. So one request I have, or we have as a revision organizing team, if you're coming to revision, please consider registering on our website, because it gives us an indication of how many people will be there, and it's just nice to see the list being full of friends. And you should do that and let other people know that you're coming. So I'm gonna wrap up the show with a track by my dear friend Wayfinder. It's called Resurrection, The Race, Part 4. Enjoy.